here with this week's hottest stories in the investment world. This is Zach's Friday Finish Line.
Hello, and welcome to another short earnings edition of the Zach's Friday Finish Line podcast. I'm Maddie Johnson, an editor here at Zach's, and here with Ryan McQueenie, one of our content writers.
Hello.
Hi there.
So we're still in the midst of a very busy earnings season. A few big tech companies like Apple, Amazon, and Alphabet reported last week, and we covered that on the short episode.
Yes.
This week, we had even more of our favorite consumer brands posting results, and feels like we could probably talk for hours about earnings results from the last couple weeks.
I know.
But today, we're going to be focusing on Facebook, Starbucks, Square, Activision, and Electronic Arts.
All right. So Facebook, our favorite social networking giant, they reported earnings of 88 cents per share, and this number excluded 6 cents from non-recurring items. And that also beat the Zacks estimate of 77 cents per share. Revenues came in at $7.011 billion, which surpassed the Zacks estimate and gained 56% year over year. So huge growth there. Daily active users were 1.18 billion on average, and that increased 17% year over year. And then mobile daily active users were 1.09 million on average, increasing 22% over a year. So just intense mobile growth for Facebook. Mobile monthly active users were 1.66 billion, and that grew 20% year over year. I know I use Facebook a lot on my cell phone.
Almost exclusively at this point.
I just scroll endlessly. And then monthly active users as a total were 1.79 billion, and that grew 16% year over year. And then mobile advertising revenue, that represented roughly 84% of Facebook's advertising revenue for the third quarter. And that was up roughly 78% of advertising revenue in the year ago period.
Yeah, I think the most interesting thing about the Facebook report, and this was a Wednesday afternoon report, was seeing on Thursday, well, you know, Wednesday and after hours trading, and then Thursday when the market reopened, how much the stock was down.
Yeah,
and
that was strange.
It was basically down, you know, somewhere around 5 or 6% for most of the day, pretty much because in the report they said, we're not going to be able to sustain this amount of growth always.
Like, forever.
Yeah. And people were like, oh my God, you're well, right.
Right?
But
they
basically were like, heads up, next year, it's going to be tough to keep up with this year over year growth. Like, you, in comparison to this year, it might look a little bit disappointing. Some of the way that we do mobile advertising is going to change, and it's going to go down a little bit. Growth is going to slow down. And people freaked out. People were like, what? You're telling me Facebook is going to grow endlessly?
I mean, it makes sense. Facebook is everywhere.
Yeah.
And I like, there has to be a point where there's nowhere else for it to go.
Yeah, well, as a social media company, for sure. Yeah. And that's what I think you're seeing already, them saying, well, we get that. And that's what we don't want to be. Just a social media company anymore. Obviously, that's been the last couple of years. But in this report, they detailed even more plans to hire a bunch of engineers, which is another thing that I think they warned was going to cut into earnings, is they plan on investing a ton of money next year, like hiring a lot of people and building data centers and stuff. So yeah, becoming even bigger.
Becoming like
different even,
Google?
I don't know. I guess in a way, I don't think we've seen much in the way of them getting ready for consumer hardware, if you will,
like
products, but maybe eventually you'd have to ask the Zuck himself. So speaking of brands that I like, is that fair to say?
Sure.
We weren't really saying that, but Activision Blizzard reported this week, the company, the video gaming giant, posted earnings of 46 cents a share, which excludes 20 cents from non-recurring items and beat the Zacks consensus estimate by 7 cents. The company also saw revenue figures of $1.568 billion, which beat their own forecast of $1.490. You'll note that that did fall slightly short of our estimate that we had on the site, which was $1.57 billion. Both this figure, the revenue figure, and the earnings figure are all wonky, and a little bit screwed up and different because of new accounting practices, specifically within the video game industry. So you'll see this, we'll mention it again with EA later. This happened to Activision. Nintendo's report last week was a little bit different. Basically all of the video game companies. And it has to do with the way that the SEC is mandating them report revenue deferrals that are coming from digital downloads and things. I think it has to do with promotional things, sales and whatnot online. So when you look at the numbers raw like that, it's a little bit wonky, as I said. But if you include the $62 million that were impacted by the new accounting practice deferrals, the company's revenue would have come in at $1.630 billion, which does beat our estimate. Still calling it a double beat here.
Okay.
even though it's a little bit confusing. So furthermore, Activision Blizzard was up to 482 million monthly active users in the quarter. And GAAP net revenues from digital channels were at an all-time high. It was an all-time quarterly record of $1.34 billion, which is 18% sequential growth and 114% year-over-year. So Activision Blizzard proving single-handedly, but I guess we saw it from a few other video gaming companies too, that the digital revolution in this industry is here to stay. Yeah. People more and more are saying, I don't need to go to GameStop. Sorry, GameStop. Not to like throw you in on this randomly, but I don't need to go to these brick and mortar stores to get my games. I don't need discs. I'm just going to download them. I'm just going to buy them straight online. So,
all right. So moving on to Square, which is Jack Dorsey's other company child, if you will. So Square reported earnings of a loss of 9 cents per share. And that topped the Zacks estimate of a loss of 11 cents per share. The company saw total net revenue figures of $439 million, beating our consensus estimate of $432 million, and gained 32% year over year. And I want investors should note that this includes revenue from Starbucks. So Starbucks has, I guess, been using Square technology for their mobile payments, phone, mobile electronic, where they just hold up the phone and you're good to go.
Sure.
And so gross payment volume, short for GPV, for the third quarter was $13.2 billion, and that was up 39% year over year. And Square said that GPV from large sellers, whom they define as those who generate more than $125,000 in annualized GPV, that grew 55% year over year. And that represented 43% of total GPV in the third quarter. And then kind of coming off of those results, which were a lot better than expected, I think, Square raised its expectations for both the fourth quarter and the full year 2016. The company now expects total net revenue to be in the range of $438 million to $443 million. And for the full year for 2016, total net revenue is forecasted to be in the range of $1.695 billion to $1.7 billion. So for me, this, I feel like Square is finally getting its footing a little bit after some shaky beginning quarters on the market. But it seems they're kind of pulling it together a little
bit. Yeah, I mean, that Jack Dorsey needs something to go right for him.
Yeah,
so.
Poor Jack. Still has that beard.
Does he? I wonder what he's planning for No Shave November. If he just grows that out, did he shave
Gandalf?
At the beginning of the month?
Will he put some braids in it?
So that he can have a full
Johnny
beard
Depp?
By the end of the month? Or is he trying to go like knee length by the end of November?
You know, he's going to have to really start taking
care of that. We should get him on the show.
We should.
That would break the internet. But okay, so moving on. Electronic Arts, another giant video game company. We're big on video games. Big on video. I'm all in on video
games.
It's
a huge thing right now.
Yeah. So EA posted adjusted earnings of 43 cents per share. This excludes 56 cents from non-recurring items. Again, just remind everyone, video game industry, weird accounting practices. Going to take some time to get used to it. This beat our Zach's consensus estimate of 29 cents per share. Technically, if you read the report, like the actual press release, there's a reported loss of 13 cents per share. That did not include a change in deferred revenue of $200 million. So that adjusted revenue figure would come in at $1.098 billion, which beat our estimate of 1.091 billion.
I see.
So then, you know, looking kind of at the segment information here, EA highlighted the performance of its EA Sports division. EA Sports, it's in the game, as you'll remember, maybe from your childhood.
I played The Sims. Not sports, but The Sims was an EA game,
yeah, no,
right?
That's EA. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I don't know if they're still making new ones, but EA for yeah. sure. Over the trailing 12 months, net sales from FIFA, Madden, and Hockey Ultimate Team were up 15%. And EA also released its guidance for the holiday quarter, which is kind of the big marquee quarter.
Be all tell all, yeah, of all retailers.
For these video game companies especially. They expect adjusted revenue of $2.04 billion for the holiday quarter, which comes in below our consensus estimate of $2.07 billion. So definitely a mixed report from EA.
Yeah.
Investors very skeptical about this guidance for the holiday quarter.
Okay. Well, finally, let's move on to Starbucks. Totally want Starbucks coffee now.
Yeah, we've already mentioned it too.
Did I tell you that I tried a pumpkin spice latte earlier this year?
For the first time ever?
For the first time ever. It's terrible.
I don't know.
I really don't like
them. I don't want to harshly disagree with you, but I find them delicious to the point where... This is going to sound gross, but I go to 7-Eleven often because there's one very close to my apartment.
Yeah.
To the point where I'm on kind of a friendly peer-to-peer relationship with the employees there. And it's because Slurpees are delicious. I don't think we need to argue about that. If you live less than a 5-minute walk away from Slurpees, you'd have 7-Eleven all the time as well. However, they got pumpkin spice lattes in there for...
A pumpkin spice latte Slurpee?
No.
No.
They're not insane. But like in the coffee machine, they had pumpkin spice lattes. And one day I just went in and simply was not feeling a Slurpee and got a 7-Eleven pumpkin spice latte and it blew my mind.
It's just too sweet for me. It's just...
Fair enough.
When I sipped it for the first time and I was like, oh, this is what a Yankee Candle pumpkin...
That's good.
Yankee Candle pumpkin scented candle smells like.
Okay.
If I could eat the aroma, it would be a pumpkin spice latte.
Well said.
You know, anyways, I'm just very picky about my coffee, so...
Fair enough.
But, okay... Starbucks earnings. So Starbucks reported non-GAAP earnings of 56 cents per share, and that just edged past the RZX estimate of 55 cents per share. Revenues came in at $5.7 billion, and that also just edged past the Zacks estimate of $5.682 billion and grew 16% year over year. So Starbucks's comparable store sales were kind of up almost in every region this quarter. It's 5% in the Americas, 4% in the U.S., 6% in China, and 4% globally. And then traffic also grew 4% in the U.S. after adjusting for any estimated impact of order consolidation. And that's all related to their new Starbucks Rewards royalty program, which
The one that sucks.
The one that sucks and no one likes, yeah. But apparently enough people like.
It's doing okay.
Yeah. And then mobile order and pay. That represented 6% of U.S. transaction in the quarter, and that was up from 5% in the prior quarter. So a lot of people using the rewards program and a lot of people using mobile order and mobile payments.
Definitely.
Thanks, Square.
Definitely proving what I think a lot of people thought at the time when everyone was criticizing this new rewards program, yeah. Which was... no one who is a diehard Starbucks person is going... This has angered me so much that
I'm going to go to Dunkin' Donuts.
I'm switching my coffee allegiance because of this new rewards program. No. It's not really how rewards programs work. They're meant to, if anything, attract new customers. Mm-hmm. I don't think that changes. People are loyal with their coffee. Coffee drinkers are loyal people.
Be loyal.
And,
yes.
And something of creatures of habit. That's what the phrase is. Okay,
right.
So we made it through the whole episode and we didn't mention how the Cubs won the World Series yet.
Oh, well.
Here we are talking about it now, though.
Talking about the Cubs. So in Chicago,
yes,
it's already a madhouse.
Yes, we're recording this right now on Friday morning, which is, for those who aren't in Chicago, is the parade is today. The quick turnaround time on the parade planning. Yeah. But it's insanity right now.
Yeah.
And our office is in the heart of...
It's in the heart of the loop. It's right smack dab in the middle. Next to both Union Station and Ogilvie Station.
Transportation hub.
So it's just a transportation hub. So people are flooding
so many people,
the streets.
I would say there's going to be millions of people down in the city for this.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. 2 million, I think, was the estimate. So
I'm going to... My plan is to just to get a quick sneak peek.
Try to catch a glimpse.
Try to catch a glimpse and then head out of the loop.
Something history. Yeah. I mean, luckily our mentioning of it didn't jinx anything.
I'm
not a big jinxes guy myself anyway. Yeah. But wow, was that a stressful game seven?
That was a very stressful game seven. And when they had that rain delay, I was like, oh my God.
This is actually crazy. I when that rain delay happened, there was a tweet going around on Twitter that came out that was someone like retweeting their old tweet from 2 years ago. In October of 2014, this guy tweeted, calling it now, 2016 World Series, Cubs Indians Game 7, score tied in extras and the world will end. And I was like, this is the apocalypse.
It's true. This is the apocalypse. We're done.
They were bringing out the tarp, and I said, this is the apocalypse. This is, or an alien invasion or something.
Yeah.
Which I think I would have been okayer with than having to see them blow a 4-run lead, 3-4 run lead in game 7. I think I would have just rather had Independence Day, the movie, not like
the original
July 4th.
Never
even saw the remake, and I'm just going to refuse to acknowledge it. Anyway, that's earnings this week.
We still have yet to even go, like, retail, although major retails have yet to even report.
Yes.
So we have quite a lot more to go.
I'm excited.
Oh, yeah.
It's the most wonderful time of year.
Yeah.
Third quarter earnings season when we are trying to figure out what holiday season is going to look like.
I mean, Amazon's already offering Black Friday deals,
which is crazy.
Yeah.
I'm all on this like protest Black Friday train this year. Don't make people work on Thanksgiving.
Don't. No. I've had to do that before. I mean, it's fine, but we get paid time. And I think I got paid time and a half.
Oh, yeah.
So that was definitely worth it.
You deserve to double time.
We had like catered like a Thanksgiving lunch, and I'm like, this is okay. Nice.
Okay. All right. That's this week's episode.
Make sure to check back next week for probably a regular episode of Friday Finish Line where we tackle next week's hottest financial and investment news.
There will be
more, even more earnings. But anyways, have a good weekend.